This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk live Sunday edition. If you want to take control of the airwaves, all you have to do is call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. And by take control, I mean we're going to have a conversation with you. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. Put it in your phone, and that way you've got it for whatever you need it. Also, we have Skype. And Discord, our username on Skype is lrn.fm. And yeah, I'm not really sure how the Discord works. You go to discord.lrn.fm and figure it out from there. Good luck. All the best. So, Daryl, I guess I saw chalkings that said that this was so. It's Earth Day.
Yeah, apparently it is. I, for some reason, thought Earth Day was yesterday because that's when the little Earth Day festival thing was here in Keene.
I like the Earth.
I only noticed when I happened to have been running through downtown and saw, there's a bunch of people lined up on the bike path with things, and there's chalking that says something about Earth Day. Okay, so apparently it's today, and there's an article here from FEE.
That's the Foundation for Economic Education.
Yes, the title of the article is 18 Spectacularly Wrong Predictions Made Around the Time of the Very First Earth Day in 1970.
So I was born in 1971. I am 47 years old or something like that, and, well, I guess that's quite some time, but people who make predictions are often wrong, and this is one of the problems with the environmental movement today is that in order
to... Or one could say this is the problem with making predictions.
It is also that, but the environmental movement today, in order to catch people's attention and make sure that they understand the gravity of the issue, tends to make predictions. There's a guy out there, I think he's from University of Arizona, or Arizona State, can't remember his name off the top of my head. But he said about 3 years ago that we don't have 10 years left, that global warming is going to set off a cascade of events, including, and it's going to be catastrophic. So he could still be right, but a cascade of events that include the melting, the thawing of the sequestered carbon up somewhere in the North Pole region or whatever. You're going to have this, the seas are basically going to become so warm that,
Which is the complete opposite of what I remember learning when I was in middle school about global cooling that was going to wind up killing all of us because there was the hole in the ozone layer because of too much CFCs from hairspray.
I remember the CFCs, and mostly it was styrofoam. But it does go to show what you can do.
Well, the styrofoam keeps the hot side hot and the cold side cold.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work with the Earth. The production of styrofoam really is the issue. But I do like myself
I thought it was the Big Mac. McClassic. I don't know.
McClassic is what it was.
Whatever it was, I never ate the thing. So let's actually jump into the article here from FEE. It continues on by saying, in the May 2000 issue of Reason magazine, award-winning science correspondent Ronald Bailey wrote an excellent article titled Earth Day, Then and Now, to provide some historical perspective on the 30th anniversary of Earth Day. In that article, Bailey noted that around the time of the very first Earth Day in 1970 and in the years following, there was a torrent of apocalyptic predictions, and many of those predictions were featured in the Reason article. Well, it's now the 48th anniversary of Earth Day, and a good time to ask the question again that Bailey asked 18 years ago. How accurate were the predictions made around the time of the first Earth Day in 1970? The answer, the prophets of doom were not simply wrong, but spectacularly wrong, according to Bailey. Here are 18 examples of the spectacularly wrong predictions made around 1970 when the Green Holy Day began. Number one on the list, Harvard biologist George Wald estimated that, quote, civilization will end within 15 to 30 years unless immediate action is taken against problems facing mankind.
So at that point, they didn't have, were they not as specific? Because now everything you hear environmentally, it doesn't, you don't hear about smog, you don't hear about the ozone layer, you don't hear about the planets lining up in some kind of, you know, gravitational catastrophe.
Oh, yeah, I remember the thing in the year 2000 when all of the planets are going to be aligned and everything's just going to implode because of the gravitational force of Jupiter and Saturn
something.
Or something.
You don't hear about asteroids hitting too often. I mean, that happens.
Well, there's one that's supposed to hit us in 100,000 years that we need to worry about.
Well, I mean, so
Bruce Willis is not going to be alive.
Here's a hint, Mark. You and I aren't going to be alive in 100,000 years.
Speak for yourself. Alcor.org.
Yeah, your brain's going to be on ice. You're going to be dead.
That's your prediction.
Number two on the list, Barry Commoner, who is a Washington University biologist, in the Earth Day issue of the scholarly journal Environment, wrote, quote, we are in an environmental crisis which threatens the survival of this nation and of the world as a suitable place for human habitation.
So this was, you know, this last guy is like 15 to 20 years. This guy's like, we're in a crisis. And, I mean, you know, the problem is when you give a number that people can look back and say, well, that didn't happen. As a matter of fact, it doesn't appear to be close.
Right. It's like all of the raptures that have supposedly, you know, been predicted in my lifetime. There's one predicted for tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, this is a religious rapture.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's a lot of parallels between this stuff and religion. Because,
oh, my calculation was off by a thing. I forgot to carry a one.
Well, that happens. I mean, people do have wrong calculations, but
true.
Besides that, I mean, essentially, scientists are now the high priests of the new science religion. I mean, if you decide when it comes to environmentalism, you can't yourself know anything. You have to take the word of scientists. Even if you're a scientist, you're not just doing all the science on your own. You're taking your colleague's word and then working off of that. And not to say that there's anything wrong with science. I think science is great. But at some point, if you start with flawed premises, you're going to have flawed science.
And it's not just the scientists that were saying stuff. The New York Times editorial page, the day after the very first Earth Day, wrote, man must stop pollution and conserve his resources, not merely to enhance existence, but to save the race from intolerable deterioration and possible extinction.
Well, they don't give a time frame there.
True.
This is a true statement, I believe, that you must, that we, the people must conserve resources in order to protect ourselves or whatever. But we've gotten better over time. None of the victories are predicted here. You know, I think the ozone layer and chlorofluorocarbons are a great victory to point to.
Number four on the list here, Paul Ehrlich, confidently declared in the April 1970 issue of Mademoiselle, population will inevitably and completely outstrip whatever small increases in food supply we make. The death rate will increase until at least 100 to 200 million people per year will be starving to death in the next 10 years.
Yeah, really, okay, so if somebody's starving on this planet, it's because government, their government, in all likelihood, is standing in the way of them getting food. They're taking the food, they're selling it to other people, they're rerouting it to soldiers who are they're then sending out to kill people or whatever, or it's just a flat-out genocide. But, I mean, there certainly might be some malnutrition by some standard or another, but starvation is I mean, famine doesn't only exists in this world when it comes to the state.
Right.
And its depredations.
And a lot of the malnutrition now in the United States is not from people that are underweight. It's from people that are overweight.
Yeah, they may be malnourished, but they're getting plenty of calories.
Right.
Yeah. So problems are different than they were decades ago.
Yes.
The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are we misinterpreting this data in some way? Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. And by the way, if you're listening to us, any night of the week, I mean, Sunday is the night that I'm in the big boy chair here. But nonetheless, any night of the week, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, or Daryl, what do we decide that was? 2300 to 200 Zulu?
It's midnight.
Yeah, midnight. So 0-100 to 300 Zulu time. Yeah, you can call in and use either the telephone lines, the Discord, the LRN lines. If you happen to know the amp line, you can use that. And, you know, maybe I'll see it. I don't know. Don't count on me around here. But the number is 855-450-3733. And Skype is, the username is LRN.FM. It's Mark with you. Did I say that already?
Well, regardless.
You said who you were.
Okay. I'm Mark.
You're Mark. You're Daryl.
I am
pointing
Daryl.
At Daryl. And I'm Johnny Ray.
So, Daryl, we're going through this list of predictions made for Earth Day in 1970.
And yes.
I think they're being a little cruel when they say spectacularly wrong, but there have been some where they give a date. Because, I mean, if you predict...
Right, the last one that we went over, there was a prediction by Paul Ehrlich, who declared in the magazine Mademoiselle, quote, the death rate will increase until at least 100 to 200 million people per year will be starving to death in the next 10 years.
Well, that's in the next 10 years. So that's by 1980. I don't know what happened from 70 to 80. I couldn't really speak to that. But I can say right now we're doing fine as far as food production goes. But I could predict the destruction of the planet Earth. And I will be right.
It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, it's really important. When it comes
within the next 5 billion years, there's a really good chance.
Well, environmentalism is a cover for legislative control of your life. That's the end game. And if they want to put the society on board with that, they have to make spectacular doomsday predictions.
Yeah, it's often the case. I would agree with you. It's not always. I mean, there are environmental predictions that are going to be true, and people should probably be advised of them. And I'm sure there's a list if we look for it. Environmental predictions that turned out to be true. You know, like this river is going to flood and your house is going to be swept away. If you don't move it, you dummy.
Right.
And that it happened, right? So let's go to Carl calling in from Atlantic City. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call. I always listen to you. I sometimes call. But here's what I want to say. I saw them bags, the clear ones with recyclables filled up along the streets and bike ways. I saw the black plastic bags with the trash in them, too. And yet, already, there's more recyclables thrown out and trash thrown out. Didn't they, after these 48 years, haven't these government schools taught everyone not to throw litter out, not to throw trash out? I mean, whose fault is it? I bet you've never had a caller call into this meet throwing it out.
You know, some trash blows out people's windows or the back of their truck or something, and they didn't know about it. But when I go down, I've got a little bit of frontage on a major road here in New Hampshire.
What passes for a major road in New Hampshire?
Right, by our standards. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I go down I go and I clean up the trash probably monthly or so during the nicer months. And I find a lot of beer bottles. Now I'm going to blame that one on the government because open containers against the law, people would probably be less likely to throw it out if it wasn't against the law. That people, it doesn't really matter if you're drinking a beer. It matters if you're impaired. So, you know, I'm against that. But there's all kinds of just trash.
Right. But see, having a empty beer can or bottle in the car is evidence that you were drinking. And so, therefore, toss it out the window.
Well, I mean, my blood alcohol level being at 0.06 is evidence that I was drinking, but it's not against the law. We have a law. The law says 0.08.
Right.
And anything below that is acceptable, and it shouldn't make a difference as to whether or not you have an empty beer can sitting on the floorboard of your car. So what?
It shouldn't make a difference, but it does.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Carl.
why don't they take it home and recycle it? I even think on my street there's a half a mile to the bus stop. I think they're drinking it on the bus. And why don't they take it home and dispose of it properly? Why do they throw it in my front yard?
Yeah, indeed. It's annoying. I think that, you know, when it comes to environmental issues, litter doesn't really, I mean, it's unsightly, but it doesn't really change the atmosphere or anything. Obviously, that's not true when you're talking about the Pacific garbage patch that's two times the size of Texas. I mean, I'm not referring to that. By the way, most of that is not from the major, you know, sort of major Western countries. That's coming from crappy, you know, up-and-coming countries who don't care about garbage because, well, they're more concerned with making ends meet and that sort of thing. So,
right,
anyway.
So I guess they'll want to tax us more for us to clean it up here, right, in the USA?
Yeah. That would be important, right? Thanks for the call. I'm not for it either, but that's exactly the way these things go. Those people made their money. Let them take care of it. Thanks for the call, Carl.
The litter problem in a general sense in the U.S. is a function of the socialism that the U.S. is under and the tragedy of the commons. People don't own the roads, or either that or we all own it, so nobody cares about it, and people litter on it.
Right. Well, there was that nonprofit that I just saw the sign. They adopted the highway. They'll come clean it up.
Right.
I can't imagine how people think like this. So, I mean, when I'm on private property, I don't...
Oh, you're assuming people think.
Well, I'm just saying, when I'm on private property, I don't crumple up my the thing I just ate and throw it on the ground so that the janitor can come along and clean it up. We've got Johnny Ray, the Liberty janitor, in here right now. I mean, and that's rude. Obviously, it's going to sit longer if you throw it on public property.
Right.
But I wouldn't do that to somebody because I understand that their job has value. It's, you know, I mean, it's a real jerkhole thing to do.
But see, wouldn't the Keynesians love the idea of litter, or rather, shouldn't they love the idea of litter? Because it's a make-work program. If nobody litters, then we don't have to pay anybody to go pick up the litter.
But that, so far, no one's getting paid to do it. I mean, it's been decades now where people have been throwing crap out their windows. If Keynesians love, if they're Keynesians and they love the idea of creating, you know, problems that need the government needs to hire somebody to fix, then they would realize at some point the government's not going to fix this. Stop throwing things out your window. No, these are selfish jerks that are just throwing crap out of their windows. Not that, again, not that it has anything to do with environmental issues, because I think that mostly litter is just ugly. I will tell you this, as a volunteer firefighter, you people that smoke and you throw your butts out the window, I've had to more than one time go and put out fires from cigarette butts that went out windows. In one case in New Hampshire, not a fire I was at, but in one case, a firefighter died. Please stop throwing your butts out of your window. I don't care if you smoke, but don't kill other people. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and that was when you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live.
It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want. We're talking about Earth Day predictions here on Free Talk Live, and they're from 1970, and, well, some of them haven't been exactly right. But before we go on, I just want to make sure. You may have this problem, and I just want to address it. Do you have a closet full of plain and boring T-shirts? Do you wish that you had some shirts that were clever and witty? But you only have $6 and you refuse to buy from people that aren't libertarians? But if I got news for you, $6shirts.com has a gigantic selection of witty and clever T-shirts that will make you the most exciting person in your social group for as low as, actually it's low as $4 if you sign up for their email dispatch. I get that now, but $6, you can get shirts for $6 there. You can get a few for a little more than that, but not much. And the shirts are sold by someone like you, a listener of Free Talk Live. It's $6shirts.com. You use code FTL for 10% off. They accept Bitcoin. I'm wearing one right now. I proved it to Daryl earlier.
But it's up under that weird sweater thing.
Yeah, I'm wearing a sweater thing. Well, it's still chilly, especially when I leave the studio, so I want to be able to not freeze on the way out.
Yeah, we're having spring and winter in the same day now.
It's not uncommon for this time of year in New Hampshire. But I like to wear a T-shirt generally. So that means that I can wear a long sleeve shirt several times. I can put it in the put it back up in the closet. It's fine, effectively. It's the T-shirt that's sitting up in my armpits or whatever. If I drip something on it, obviously it's an issue. Anyway, it's $6shirts.com. Mine says, boy, it's hard being right all of the time. It's in black and yellow.
Let me
appropriate.
Carl called us a minute ago, and he was talking about, well, we got to talking about drinking and driving, and I heard on the radio that the NH House had killed a bill to make it legal to sleep it off in your car. Daryl, do you know anything about that?
I know that there was a bill, but I did not look to see what the latest action was on that bill.
Well, the news said that it had passed the Senate, but then the House had killed it.
Wow, surprising. Usually the Senate's the terrorist organization.
Yeah, the House or the Senate recently killed the bill to prohibit DUI checkpoints in New Hampshire.
Mm, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand why we have a bicameral House inside of a state. It doesn't make any sense.
That seems like the kind of law that you'd only get in New Hampshire, and it's a shame that it didn't.
No, there are like 20 states right now that do not allow DUI checkpoints.
No, I mean sleeping it off in your car.
I think there are several states that do allow that.
Really?
Well, yeah. Let's do some research on it. John from Seattle. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I just want to run by a situation in Seattle where they have this big, grandiose recycling plant. And, you know, you have to spend your own time recycling all this stuff. Well, China was buying it for $97 a ton. And then the price went down to $5 a ton. So now all the paper is piling up in a warehouse in Seattle, Republic Recycling. That's who had the contract. And now they can't sell it, so they're trucking it over to Eastern Washington, dumping it in a landfill. So there's your big government grandiose plan about, you know, saving the earth. It's just...
I can say this.
Bureaucrats, huh?
In defense, I can say this. If you take all the paper and separate it from all the other garbage, it composts much better. So what they'll do is often particularize. They'll make plastic into long.
400 people lost their jobs doing that. They have a big conveyor belt in this big recycling station. With people standing there picking stuff off of it.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're all out of work because they didn't plan on the market, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they had all these people telling you all what you had to do with every piece of your garbage. And this is, you know, nobody made a law about it. It was just the regulation they decided they were going to make. And so I just thought I'd like to tell you about that.
Yeah, my transfer station where we dump our garbage, they just put all the recycling in one thing, and then I guess somebody sorts it out later, which has got to be a terrible job where you're dealing with broken glass and all that other stuff. Doesn't make much sense to me, frankly. If you're going to have people separate the recycling, thanks for the call, John. If you're going to have people separate the recycling, have them separate it. Well, just put recycling all in one big thing. Anyway, Daryl, I want to hear more of these Earth Day predictions from 1970.
Yeah, so number 5 on the list, and I will post the link on the Facebook and the Twitter where people can read it at their leisure if they want to. Number 5 on the list here from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, Paul Ehrlich, in a 1969 essay titled Eco-Catastrophe, says, most of the people who are going to die in the greatest cataclysm in the history of mankind have already been born. By 1975, some experts feel that food shortages will have escalated the present level of world hunger and starvation into famines of unbelievable proportions. Other experts, more optimistic, think the ultimate food population collision will not occur until the decade of the 1980s.
So he was saying that most of the people that were going to die in this great cataclysm, which sounds like he's saying was going to be hunger oriented.
Correct. Because he also, a year later, and that was point number 4, the year later, he said that between 100 to 200 million people per year would die of starvation during the 1970s.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
He also, number 6 on the list, Ehrlich stretched out his most alarmist scenario for the 1970 Earth Day issue of The Progressive, assuring readers that between 1980 and 1989, some 4 billion people, including 65 million Americans, would perish in the Great Die-Off.
4 billion people.
4 billion with a B, including 65 million Americans. Now,
this would be the greatest cataclysm to ever hit humankind.
I was born in 1978, which means that I'd have become a teenager right around the end of the 1980s. I don't remember 65 million Americans dying in my early years of life.
No. 4 billion people is half of the planet right now.
Yes.
By that standard, it would have been about two-thirds is just a guess.
Sounds about right.
Maybe a bit more than that. Like 4/5 of the planet. I'm not entirely sure. This person, Ehrlich, was obviously a rabid nut job.
Dennis Hayes, the chief organizer for Earth Day in the spring 1970 issue of The Living Wilderness, declared, quote, "It is already too late to avoid mass starvation."
Yeah, there you go. Mass starvation. These people seem to be, at this point, they were thinking this was always going to be about population. So I remember when I was younger, people were always talking about we've got to figure out some way to handle the world's population. And nope, that's not, they still say it.
Right.
They still say, well, look, you know, if we hit 15 billion or whatever the number is, whatever the number is that they say is the most that people can handle. You know, here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Here in the United States, I know as a pig farmer, we throw away 40% of our food. 40%! That means we can handle a much larger population than we do, and much of the food just isn't created because it isn't needed. We turn corn into gasoline, ethanol.
Right, and part of that's because it's subsidized to do so.
Sure, but that just shows how much food there is. If people were starving, they'd stop that. This is, you know, this concern surrounding food that they had in the 70s was obviously nuts.
Continuing on, Peter Gunter, this is number 8 on the list. Peter Gunter, a North Texas State University professor, wrote in 1970, quote, "Demographers agree almost unanimously on the following grim timetable."
Demographers agree almost unanimously, this person says.
"By 1975, widespread famines will begin in India. These will spread by 1990 to include all of India, Pakistan, China, and the Near East. Africa. By the year 2000, or conceivably sooner, South and Central America will exist under famine conditions. By the year 2000, 30 years from now, the entire world, with the exception of Western Europe, North America, and Australia, will be in famine."
Yeah, pretty clear that that didn't happen. There were certainly, I remember people saying, there's kids starving in India, eat your food. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. But we're talking about Earth Day predictions from 1970. I think it's hilarious, many of these. They just thought the world was going to disappear and everybody was going to starve to death. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one. Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. It's, at its core, is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. Listings can be rated and reviewed. And there's a bit of a social networking aspect, too, where you can connect and share with others. Use Liberty.menu. It's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. And use code FTL to get a special badge. It's Liberty.menu. Let's go to Jason calling in from Indiana. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Jason. I was just wondering about the Earth Day predictions. Like, why would people do something like that? It's weird.
Make a prediction?
Yeah, like the weird predictions.
Oh, people make predictions all the time.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when people make predictions, and especially these outlandish ones of everybody's going to starve to death unless we do something and I happen to have the solution, it's because they want to force a political agenda.
Yeah.
A lot of the things that Al Gore wound up talking about
did his
movie, 20 years ago or so.
The Inconvenient Truth or whatever.
It was because he had the brilliant idea. Well, we just wind up creating carbon credits. And, you know, I happen to have a company that is in the business of selling carbon credits.
Yeah, it's an exchange for carbon credits. As a matter, if you want to get people to pay attention to whatever the work is that you feel you're doing, and you feel it's important, and that it may be catastrophic if they don't pay attention, then it's going to be pretty easy. It's sort of human nature to exaggerate, and you know, the more you exaggerate, the more people pay attention, and then the exaggeration is then incentivized, and pretty soon you've said a bunch of dumb things that are going to happen in the next 5 years, and they didn't happen.
Huh. Well, I heard another prediction that when Earth Day comes, that the Earth would go flat, like due to the black hole theory. And like, I just thought, like, what would your thoughts be on that?
On the Earth going flat?
Yeah.
That'd kill us all.
Exactly. But I was like, how come people are like that these days?
That
like,
they believe in the flat Earth? I don't think believe in the flat Earth. I mean, there's probably some that believe in a flat Earth, but I think that most are just trolling people. I mean, how you can look at the moon or Mars or Venus and see that it's spherical and just decide that the Earth is flat. And
well, pizza is also circular and flat.
Yep, so that it is. Thanks for the call, Jason. Really appreciate it. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Number 9 on the list here. And again, the link has been posted on the Facebook and the Twitter for Free Talk Live. Number 9 on the list here of 18 spectacularly wrong predictions made around the time of the first Earth Day in 1970. In January of 1970, the magazine Life reported, scientists have solid experimental and theoretical evidence to support the following predictions. In a decade, urban dwellers will have to wear gas masks to survive air pollution. By 1985, air pollution will have reduced the amount of sunlight reaching the Earth by one half.
Now, that would cause global cooling. And that's part of what they were talking about. I can see why somebody would say, okay, so smog is bad in Life and Time and all these magazines were probably done in New York City, maybe done in L.A., possibly done in Chicago. Any one of these places, specifically L.A., was in pretty bad. Smog was really bad in L.A. And you can see why they would come to the conclusion, all right, smog wasn't as bad 5 years ago as it is now, and so therefore in 5 more years it's going to be twice as bad, in 10 more years it's going to be twice as bad as that, and going on and on and on. I've drawn those kind of parallels with the national debt. So when Donald Trump took over the office, the national debt was at $20 trillion. When Barack Obama took over the office, it was at $10 trillion. When George Bush took over the office, it was at $5 trillion. So if you extrapolate this out, 5, 10, 20, then whoever the next president is, presuming Donald Trump goes 8 years, the next president would then inherit a debt of $40 trillion. And right. I would say that the federal government can't handle too many more years operating under numbers like that. But what the heck do I know?
Ecologist Kenneth Watt told Time, at the present rate of nitrogen buildup, it's only a matter of time before light will be filtered out of the atmosphere and none of our land will be usable.
I didn't even know there was. They talked about nitrogen buildup?
Apparently so.
I'm going to have to look into that because that's pretty good. It's kind of like carbon buildup. And you know, that's a real issue, but they were talking about nitrogen buildup at one point, too. Did not know that. Let's go to the phones. Got Carmen calling in from Michigan. Carmen, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Periodically on the radio up here, I hear advertisement for Free Talk Radio.
Free Talk Live?
An excerpt. Pardon?
Free Talk Live? Yep, that's us.
Yeah, yeah. And on this excerpt from the Free Talk Live show, they talk about there's a woman on the phone talking, and you're talking about Jesus Christ, and she's talking about how Jesus Christ appeared to people in the United States, tribes and so on, and uh-huh. they didn't know him as Jesus Christ. They just described him as a white male with brown hair. And then you guys come in and start laughing and talking about how can a white guy be born to a bunch of Sephardic Jews?
Sephardic Jews, yep.
Yes, and then you say, one of you guys said, oh, yeah, with the Immaculate Conception, they can make them any color they want.
Maybe. That wasn't right? me, but I'm sure I said the Sephardic Jew thing.
Yeah.
That sounds like me.
Yeah. And the other guy says, they could, with the Immaculate Conception, they could make him whatever color he was.
It's a miracle, right? Like, they could do whatever they want, I suppose.
Right. But I want to straighten you out. The Immaculate Conception, as many people misunderstand, they think the Immaculate Conception has to do with Christ's birth. It did not. The Immaculate Conception was when Mary's mother, St. Anne, was impregnated with Mary. Because Mary was going to be the mother of Christ.
Yeah, I haven't heard this.
This is true. This.
Well, I don't know what.
Drew's
really iffy here, but all right.
Okay, let me get to that. I'll get to that part of it. Mary had to be immaculate and free of original sin. Original sin, of course, being the eating of the apple. Okay.
Well, she was like 13. How could she really be responsible for her sins? I mean, God impregnated a 13-year-old.
But the point is, the Immaculate Conception was not when Jesus was impregnated into her.
I'll take your word for it. It's nothing like what I've ever heard in my life, but I don't think it particularly matters.
You heard it wrong, like most Catholics. Most Catholics.
I'm not a Catholic, but
But I talked. I was screaming at the radio, and last night I had the chance to talk to my longtime friend and priest, and I confirmed it with him. He says that's absolutely right. He says there's many people that believe it the way you guys put it on the radio. Okay.
Yeah, that's.
And even if you go to Wikipedia and look it up, it says Catholic doctrine says this, and Wikipedia is wrong, guaranteed wrong. And I'm hoping that you can have another Catholic priest.
Or
a theologian or something, call in and confirm this, what I just said.
The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Thanks, Carmen.
I wonder if that number would work from the Vatican. Could the Pope call us?
The Pope could call anywhere he wants. I mean, let's be serious.
No, I'm just saying, do toll-free numbers in the United States work from the Vatican?
Generally not, but the Pope can certainly use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. The Pope could just send us a user request, as anyone could. And then I approve them during the show. If I see one pop up, I'll even get it while we're on the air. I mean, all I have to do is say approve, and we approve all of them as... evidenced by the spam bot that got in recently that I'm going to have to kill off out of there. But
let's snag one more of these absolutely wrong predictions. Number 11 on the list, Barry Commoner predicted that decaying organic pollutants would use up all of the oxygen in America's rivers, causing freshwater fish to suffocate.
I bet that's happened somewhere.
But not in all of the rivers.
Not by any stretch. I wouldn't even say most of them. The number, 855-450-3733. Have a good time with these Earth Day predictions from 1970. 855-450-FREE. Any of your thoughts are welcome here on this subject or anything else. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.